Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Number is 855-450-FREE, the live Saturday edition of the program. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to get into this story, Mark, about the young lady, 12 years old, I guess, in a government, I'm going to presume government school.
You presume correctly.
Where she was arrested, apparently, for doing that thing with her hand, makes it look like it's a gun. Or a pointy thing with your thumb up, right? Like,
yeah.
People think that's
finger guns,
a finger gun or whatever. Pew, 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 right?
Yep.
Apparently, that's now a crime. Where was this?
Well, it's out of the Kansas City Star, and it's by Mara Rose Williams. It's from Overland Park, which I get the impression is
that's
somewhere near Kansas City, very close to Kansas City here. 12-year-old girl, Overland Park, formed a gun with her fingers, pointed at four of her West Ridge Middle School classmates, one at a time, and then turned the pretend weapon towards herself. Pretend weapon. Police hauled her out of school in handcuffs, arrested her, and charged the child with felony threatening. Shawnee Mission School officials said that they could not discuss the case, citing privacy laws, but did say it wasn't the district that arrested the child. That's true.
Districts don't arrest.
They don't. We didn't do that, said the spokesman, David Smith. That's not our job.
Oh, really? Who called the cops?
Well, they didn't arrest them.
I know that.
I do, too. It's obviously, somehow the Shawnee District School officials did not feel, Shawnee Mission, excuse me, school officials did not feel that they could handle a 12-year-old girl armed with nothing but her bare hands.
We get in our Discord chat, Rafi says, was that a semi or full auto finger gun?
Right. I mean, I think it's a revolver. It kind of has that thing in the middle. I don't know. It kind of has a revolver feel to it. I don't know.
I've never thought that far about it.
We've used finger guns a long time, and so...
Have you ever done the rubber band variant on the finger gun?
Sure.
Now, that is a gun, right? Then you've got a projectile.
It's a
projectile. You've got something going, fast at somebody that could cause a little sting on them if it hit them.
Yeah, that isn't what happened here.
Nope.
And still, that doesn't
this
sound like a felony to me.
Imaginary.
Yes,
device.
A felony for a 12-year-old. A school resource officer employed by the Oakland Park Police Department would have handled the arrest, Smith said, and the department said it could not discuss the case. According to Johnson County District Court documents, September the 18th, the girl...
Well, what good is it going to do for them to discuss the case? I mean, it's not going to make them look any better if they try to trot out some lame-o excuse. I mean, this is an embarrassing situation for them, I think. Now, they may not feel embarrassed, but hopefully people that are looking at this news story are as shocked and appalled by this as we are in Kansas.
The court documents say unlawful and feloniously communicated a threat to commit violence with the intent to place another in fear or with the intent to cause the evacuation, lockdown, or disruption in regular ongoing activities or created just the risk of causing such fear. So
I'm just trying to imagine them locking down the whole school over a girl with a finger gun. And I can see them doing it. That is the world that we live in today.
It is. I can see how somebody would consider finger guns a threat, but
no.
99.99 something multiple nines times that finger guns are used, they are not a threat, right? So they're just something.
Did it say what she allegedly said? It said something about she turned it on herself after pointing it at people. Did she say something to them? Is it said in
no,
the story?
No, they
it wasn't, I'm going to kill you or something.
There's no
like
allegation
that.
Of anything. Nobody mm-hmm. will talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Going on. John Kavanaugh, the girl's grandfather in California, where the girl is now living, he said that his granddaughter has no access to a real gun and she had no intent of harming anyone.
Right.
I think that this is just something that probably could have been handled in the principal's office and got completely out of hand.
Yeah, that's the way things used to be.
Yeah, she was just mouthing off, he says. So,
wow.
Because of the gesture, the Star was told, the girl was sent to the principal, Jeremy McDonald's office, and the other students involved were also talked to. The school resource officer recommended that she be arrested,
insane.
The source said, and she was detained by police and later released to her mother. A hearing in the juvenile division, the District Court of Johnson County, is set for Tuesday.
And she's in California now, apparently.
Yes, that is the case. So... let's see. A person familiar with a more detailed incident report spoke to the Star in condition of anonymity. The person said that during a class discussion, another student asked the girl if she could kill five people in the class, who would they be? In response, the girl allegedly pointed her finger pistol like the ones that many children use in playing cops and robbers. So there you go.
I see. So she wasn't even... She didn't even initiate this concept. Somebody asked her.
Right.
Oh, if you were going to kill five people, who would it be? That person, that person, that person. You know, that's all she did.
Yeah,
I'd kill Johnny. I'd kill Tina. You know,
this is a 12-year-old. I mean, they're not like, you know, it's not like she's just gotten out of diapers or anything. But you know, I mean, it's. So this is all we have to do to get our friends arrested, our classmates arrested for a felony now?
Yeah.
Is say, if you could kill... I mean, wasn't the old game Mary, you know, Mary F. Kill? Do you know this game?
No, I don't think
okay,
I
okay, so there's like, you know, some game that apparently the young ladies play in, you know, of a certain age.
Uh-huh.
And it's...
And it involves the F word?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it involves the imaginary act.
Okay.
That's involved there. And in one case, you've got, you know, who of these three guys, right?
Who you know, would you have sex with?
You know, pick the guy you'd marry, pick the guy you'd, you know, do, pick the guy you'd kill.
I've heard this.
Yes.
I've heard of this.
Yeah, it's not uncommon. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, is this now a felonious
right.
act? And I'm sure that we had games where, you know, we imaginarily killed people.
Sure.
I mean, I can't think of anything off the top of my head besides playing, like, you know, Cowboys and Indians
right.
and things like that.
Army dudes
I mean,
or whatever.
Are these now felonious acts?
I don't, it's hard to even fathom that, right? Like, I remember running around in the woods in my grandparents' neighborhood with some of the neighbor kids with, you know, fake guns that you'd get at Kmart
sure.
or whatever.
It was a blast, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
It sounds like something like that.
A bunch of fat kids that can't point finger guns at each other.
Well, yeah, it sounds like this would be a criminal charge. If somebody saw you running around with a gun, they'd think, oh, my God, terroristic threatening. He's got a gun. Someone might think that's real, but it's got an orange cap on it. But they might think it's real anyway. Yeah, I mean, there are guns that are painted now, right? You've seen, like, the Hello Kitty
yeah, sure.
M16s, where they've got a real gun, but they paint it pink.
There are AR-15s out there that look like Nerf guns.
Mm-hmm.
Following the many school shootings across the country, such as last year's February the 14th mass killing of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, many states have adopted zero-tolerance policies for bullying and threatening.
Yeah, because zero-tolerance worked so well with all their other, you know, times they've used it.
Yeah, I think they just, you know, they don't know what to do.
Like where they, remember the time they got rid of, or they kicked an Eagle Scout out of school because he had a knife in the back of his car?
My favorite one was when they took a... deaf kid whose name was Hunter, which was actually the finger guns symbol.
The sign.
Right.
The sign.
So,
the sign language for
as a, you know, a deaf person has to come up with, rather than, you know, going H-U-N-T-E-R,
and
right?
Spelling it.
Spelling it out, they had to have a word for Hunter. And I suspect Hunter might very well be the finger gun symbol anyway.
Yeah.
Like if you're talking about, you know, the person that hunts webbits,
mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's just the symbol. The symbol is finger guns. Well, now
they need a new symbol.
They had to suspend this kid over his name.
You know, I still hope that the judge laughs this out of court when it finally does come into court, but I don't actually believe that that will be the case. That's what should happen here, because this is absolutely ridiculous. You want to stop this from happening to your kid? Just don't send them to government school. That's the best thing that you can possibly do. Just get them out of a situation like this, where they look to the police to make decisions for penalties, whereas they used to just be done, oh, go pick up the trash after school, kid. More coming up. Free talk.
You can be the smartest person in the room on the topic of the Constitution if you watch this free webinar. Liberty First University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning, as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped with a small do-it-yourself guy on up to crypto whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com. Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. And as always, you're invited to join us here and bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the ridiculous world of zero-tolerance policies in government schools. This time, it has resulted in a 12-year-old female being charged with a felony of basically making threats. She had a finger gun that she pointed at some other students in class when she was asked. It's not like she came in and just drew a finger gun and started threatening people with it, which still isn't really very threatening in my opinion. But she was asked, hey, if you could kill five of the people in this room, who would it be? And then she made her fingers into a gun form, and she pointed out the people that she would off. And then she pointed apparently at herself after that.
Right.
So they then took her to the principal's office.
Suicide's edgy these days.
They took her to the principal's office. They called in the school resource officer to get his opinion. And the officer said, yes, I think we should arrest her. And so they arrested her, charged her with a felony, and now she gets to go to court. Where
she could, looks like they, you know, they're thinking that she could get up to a year in juvenile detention center.
Insane. Just absolutely insane. If I were her grandfather, she said in the story that she was staying with her grandfather in California.
Yeah.
I'd keep her there.
I don't know that I think that.
Can they put a warrant out for your arrest
if you're 12?
That's still valid when you turn 18 if you're 12?
I suspect they can do whatever they want. Yes, once they charge you with a felony, you are now, you know, a felon. So, yeah, they absolutely would come get her.
Even at 12?
Yeah, yes, they would. This is the problem. Once the machinations of this machine kick into gear, everybody who's involved in the machine becomes irresponsible. The cop's like, well, you know, hey, it's my job to serve the warrant. Yeah, well, it's my job to get her back to, you know, Kansas. It's my job, or Kansas City. It's my job to, you know, whatever. It's all, they're all just little cogs in the wheels, and they, none of them is responsible for the action, but they all are. We all are. I mean, you know, this is outrageous, but the school board, like, nobody's going to descend upon the school board with pitchforks and torches. They're not going to say, you've done it, you've gone too far. Or the police department, if the school board wants to blame
the
police
department. Like they said in the article, their hands are off of this. They didn't make any decisions that made this happen. I mean, all they did was bring officers into the schools 20 years ago. How could they have foreseen that it would have gone like this?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you that if you bring police officers into your schools, they will arrest children for outrageous things.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I know? They've been doing it.
Yeah, that's true.
And it just keeps happening over and over again. So I'm not, like, from the cop's point of view, this is criminal threatening.
Mm.
Right? I mean, you know, here you have it. This is it. It's all the, I mean, like, nobody's responsible, but everybody is. And until somebody stands up, enough people stand up. Because this isn't about one person standing up. The grandfather can make all the kerfuffle that he wants. I can get on the radio and say, ladies and gentlemen, this is stupid. And we're stupid for continuing to put up with it. Every time you send your kid to a government school, you're just saying, okay. And, you know, until there's a market signal, and it's very difficult to send market signals to monopolies,
both
of which the police and the government school system are monopolies. Yes, it is true you do not need to send your kid to the school, but you must fund it.
True.
That makes it a monopoly. Whether you send your kid there or not, it's still a monopoly.
Well, we could probably parse that one out. I don't know if I agree.
Is there another term?
Yeah.
They're not a monopoly education provider.
Right, because there are other options.
But they're a monopoly in the funding, because everybody has to pay.
That's true.
So that's the difficulty here. They're going to get paid whether they provide, well, I mean, take a look. Government schools generally provide the worst education in a given area for a given grade, right? I mean, usually the private school is going to be the better choice.
Right. Government schools are only compared to other government schools when they say they're the best. You're only looking at the other government schools.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's like the Special Olympics. They're not compared to the
regular
Olympics.
Athletics, yeah.
And, you know, why would they be? You know, obviously, it's not the same thing. One is a, you know, a state indoctrination organization. Right. The other one is an education organization that is participating in the marketplace. They do some similar stuff, but ultimately, this is what you're going to get, ladies and gentlemen. We know what 100 years of public school education is going to bring to America because we see it.
It's dumbing down for sure. You can look at Jonathan Taylor Gatto, the New York State Teacher of the Year, I believe, at one point. He is very, very elderly. Did he pass away finally?
He was very old. I don't know. He's National Teacher of the Year.
Oh, I thought he was New York State.
I thought he was national.
You might want to double check that.
Okay.
But anyway, he wrote a series of books and has given myriad speeches on the topic of these government schools and the system that has been created for the purpose of creating a sort of a dumbed-down worker bee, kind of worker class, who is sort of put in a place in the world where, he can read. Yeah, he can do some math. He can, do the basics enough to where he can get a job and, work that job through retirement and then, die after having had children and grandchildren and so on and so forth, and paid a ton of taxes the whole time, never really questioning his life's circumstances, never really critically thinking or trying to think outside of the box, because any kind of behavior like that is dangerous to the status quo, is dangerous to the people in the halls of power in the United States and in the various state governments. And Gatto just, did a great job of outlining this stuff. It's almost like child abuse to send your kid to a government school.
I don't think that government schools are terribly different than many of the private schools that I've seen. But, when you have a result, the thing is that you need to know that these are quite possibly the results.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like your kid could make the finger gun gesture and nobody's responsible when they get a felony.
Oh, and I'd like to tell you that it doesn't matter if they're charging this girl with a felony. Your typical 12-year-old or 10-year-old or whoever's going to make a finger gun gesture at somebody isn't watching the news. They're not aware of what's going on. I mean, the kids in her class may know what happened to her, but outside of that, I'm telling you, the elementary school and middle school students are not tied into the news. They don't know what the policies are. It's not going to go through their head.
You're sending a message to the other, to the 10-year-olds out there that might grow to 12-year-olds that would point finger guns
at people. It's not happening that they're going to think to themselves, oh, wait, I shouldn't form my fingers into the form of a gun because they might take that really seriously in the office. I really need to think about my actions before I do them. No, they're just going to do what they're going to do because they're very young and they don't have the experience at this sort of thing. So, and then another one's going to get charged criminally. And then another one's going to get charged criminally. No one's ever going to take a lesson from this. It's not going to have the desired effect of sending a message.
The parents, people who are sending their kids to the school aren't taking a lesson.
No.
Nobody's going to do anything. Everybody's going to sit around like, oh, well, this is bad and dumb. And it is.
It
bad
is.
And dumb.
All right. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
John Taylor Gatto lives. Oh, no, died.
He is dead.
Okay. He died, and he was Teacher of the Year, New York City Teacher of the Year 3 times and state 1 time.
Tauja. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us. Talk about zero tolerance or anything.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Saddle Ridge Fire in Los Angeles has charred more than 7,500 acres, and authorities say it is 19% contained.
We had some flare-ups, but nothing very significant.
LA City Fire Captain Brendan Silberman talking about the work since the winds have now died down and moisture is now back in the air. He says, while weather conditions have changed, the rest has not.
These crews are working in some steep terrain, so it is very difficult work.
One person has died from a heart attack, a man in his upper 50s who was fighting the fire with a garden hose. Also, the Sandalwood Fire, which is about 90 miles to the east, a person died when a wildfire tore through a mobile home park. Dozens of homes have been destroyed. Thousands of LA area residents remain evacuated. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan has resigned. He said he wanted to spend more time with his family. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may bring up whatever you want here. Just take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And also, I want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. Great place to go to get started in the world of cryptocurrency. If you are new to crypto, then start over at Bitcoin.com. They got some great introductory stuff there. But not just that, they've also got an excellent news site at news.bitcoin.com that'll keep you clued in about what's going on in the world of crypto, and specifically a lot about Bitcoin Cash. And so head on over to Bitcoin.com.
Before we go on, are we doing a Freer Talk Live tonight?
No.
We are not.
Well, okay. I guess technically we could because Vincent called out. He's sick, so he can't do his Saturday night show. But we had talked about, you had said you wanted to do that for some reason. I forget what
it
was.
We have a story that is somewhat inappropriate for the airwaves.
Yeah, it was like real sexy or something.
Yeah, it basically, if you want me to tease the story, I'm happy to do that. It's apparently has to do with polyamory, homosexuality, BDSM, and a variety of things. But it does ask some interesting questions about self-ownership.
I mean, if you want to do it tonight, we can.
I think we
can do it tomorrow.
I'd like to do it tonight.
All right. So I guess we're doing an after show tonight, which is unusual, but we'll
how do people listen?
over at twitch.lrn.fm or dlive.lrn.fm. That's where you can join
us. And when will that start?
I like to go a half hour after the show, just so we have time to do the archives and get, you know, take a break,
so
take the dog out, that kind of thing.
At 10:30,
yeah, 10:30
we will
Eastern
start. You go to twitch.freetalklive.com,
yeah,
and we will do a special show for, you know.
I don't know how we're going to top last night, though. I mean, we've actually had two after shows this week. There was one on Wednesday night with the Wednesday night after show guys. What was it? Jay Noon, Nobody, and Dave, who've been doing a good job on Wednesdays. They're consistent. They've been doing it every week. And so we did one on Friday last night, and James Whittakine called in. So we did the James Whittakine show, and we just kind of let him ramble for 20 minutes straight, stuff we could never do on the radio. But so that's what we can do, is we can do stuff we can't
do on the
radio.
Complaining that he doesn't get on the air gets to stay on for, you know, a half
Close
hour.
A half hour, yeah. So I guess stay tuned for that later tonight, 10:30 Eastern time. You can join us. So let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, and then I'll give you some hilarious audio of this. And the video is pretty good, too, but it's radio. I'll describe to you what's happening in it with this pastor, Tennessee pastor Perry Stone, one of these guys that does the speaking in tongues, as they call it, like up, blah, 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 he makes silly noises and,
oh, I've done this,
and claims that, you know, he's channeling God or whatever it is. He got a text message or was using his cell, distracted by his cell phone while he was supposed to be doing his performance. And let's just say it does not help him with his performance to be distracted by that. We'll get to that. But first, we go to Carl. He's in Indianapolis watching us on Twitch. So.
Don't drop it. Don't dump it. There's no reason to dump.
Well, he's not allowed to call the show, so I take him off the air.
I understand. But, I mean, you know.
If you're changing your mind about this.
The dump. That's all I'm saying.
You don't want him dumped.
I don't think he should be dumped.
Okay. Fair enough. So, anyway, yeah, that's the guy who called last night.
Does it go into the podcast? What's dumped?
No. No. Yeah, it'll sound like a toilet flushing.
Yeah. Don't do that.
855 450 free, like freedom. We go to David. He is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yeah, I've been programmed, my subconscious, about 95% of the time when you announce the next call, and I think it's going to be James. I'm right about 95% of the time.
Clairvoyance has got to be good work.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not really clairvoyance. I don't know what it's triggering, but I can feel the cues, the location and the name chosen. And I compare that with my life experience and what radio stations that you're on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I get a signal and just all doesn't compute. And so I know that it's, I further can tell, make a decision whether I think it's James versus one of the other trolls, and then I decide whether, you know, which one it is, and I usually get it right. Anyway.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's not really a congratulations thing. It's just kind of a mystery of the universe kind of thing.
So what were you calling about tonight?
What you're talking about, so polyamory and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, do they all work at the University of New Mexico radio station?
Here we go. we'll discuss the story tonight at 10:30 at twitch.lrn.fm.
All right. I'll impatiently wait. So what you're talking about, the public schools, the University of New Mexico is a public school. This behavior goes from top to bottom, from K through PhD. The behavior is universal in these public institutions, especially the educational institutions. And as you know, the University of New Mexico KUNM radio station, which is an NPR affiliate, they actually called their own private police force on me and had me charged, summoned with three different charges, three different times for calling into the radio station when they solicit people to call in and comment, people who live in New Mexico, and they have Senator so-and-so on, and you're welcome to call in and ask your senator questions, except if your name is David Olson, because we don't like the questions you ask, and so we're going to ban you. And when you don't obey what we order you to do, then we call our law enforcement, whether it's legitimate or not. And the law enforcement then illegitimately trumps up charges like a felony for a finger gun on a however old that little girl was.
What did they hit you with? What was the charge you got hit with?
They hit me twice with the same thing, which is annoying them on the telephone. The law literally says annoying.
That's the charge. Wow.
Harassing, annoying, intimidating, threatening by using the telephone. And the other one is stalking. And here's a good one. Like I said, the court wrote an order. The judge actually wrote an order. Do not have any contact through the month of November of this year with these four proper pronouns, which is the Let's Talk New Mexico radio program and the four named individuals. So I call a different radio program that's not named Let's Talk New Mexico. On the same station, but the radio station was not covered, and it was explicitly negotiated to not cover this other program that I've been calling into every Sunday for a decade and doing a shout out to my children.
So what happened when you called the other show?
When I called the other show, what they did is the people from the previous court interaction, what they are doing is they're monitoring the other programs like this one, Singing Wire on KUNM. They're monitoring that and asking the DJs to write down every time that they have an interaction with David Olson, and then they take that and call the UNM Police Department and have the transsexual cop write up another charge and send me another summons.
So where does this stand legally right now in court?
Right now, you can view it for yourself. I'll tell you, and you can view it for yourself if you go to nmcourts.com and then search for me. I'm David Olson. My middle initial when it's present.
So wait, they'll actually show court video of you in court?
No, they'll show the status of the hearing, where we are up to the minute as to what's going on in the case. They enter all of the motions and hearings and orders and all of that stuff. NMCourts.gov, and you look up David Olson, O-L-S-O-N. My birth date is in the year of 64.
I don't know if you want to give that information out, but there you just did.
It's public record.
It's public record. It's true. Thank you, David, for the call tonight. So there you go. You know, I got to say, that is one thing I wish New Hampshire had, was online searchable court records. They don't have that.
If it's public, they should.
Yeah.
Right?
You gotta call them or go down there or whatever and wait. But of course, it does cost money to implement things like that, and New Hampshire's pretty frugal as far as its state government is concerned. So there is that.
It makes me a little slightly more likely to forgive them.
More coming up with this tongue-talking priest on the way.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That's where you can join in and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Coming up, since we talked about a young girl who was charged with a felony in Kansas because she made a finger gun and pointed it at a few people in her class, including herself. She's been charged with a felony about that. So, you know, we talked about zero tolerance and these ridiculous government schools and children being brought up on criminal charges for things that, like, everybody did at some point in the past. At least I remember finger guns as being relatively common during childhood. Now, apparently, it's a criminal threat, according to the police in whatever Overland Park, I think it was, Kansas. So we can talk about some more serious issues, and I do have a shooting-related story. I don't know if you heard about it, Mark, but there was apparently a shooting in Germany this week where the shooter, or the alleged shooter, used Twitch to broadcast his killings live. So
that's sick.
That happened. So we can talk about serious stuff, but there is this video. So I'm going to go to something that's, I think, pretty hilarious for a moment here. And I got the heads up on this from the ULC Church, the Universal Life Church, of which I am a pastor. And I think you are too, Mark.
Yes.
And so they send out a newsletter, and I think it's like maybe once a week. And it kind of like has different news-related...
No, I think it's once a month.
No, really? No, I think it's once a week.
Okay.
Anyway, they send out these things, and it kind of has different issues that are facing different religions around the world at that time, you know, whatever was happening in the last week. And so usually they'll tell you a little bit about the issue, and they'll sort of ask a probing question as to what you think about it. just to get you, you know, get the thoughts boiling and
sure.
get going.
It's relevant.
Create some discussions. Maybe you could bring it up in your church and talk to your people about it. And then there was this story about a pastor, one of these, I don't know if he's a TV pastor or whatever, but there is video of him. And he is one of those pastors who speaks in tongues. His name is Perry Stone. He heads what they call the Omega Center International Ministries in Cleveland, Tennessee, sitting at a table and praying over his congregation during a Thursday sermon. Now, I'm going to set the table for you, if you will.
Right.
Show you what
theater of the mind.
Okay, so you've got a guy. He looks like he's probably in his 60s. I'm going to say he's got a mustache, maybe like a Van Dyke, graying hair. He's sitting in a chair. He's not up. He's not active. He's sitting there reading. You know, looking at some sort of document in front of him. There's a bottle of water. He's got his glasses on the desk, a microphone in hand, and he begins into his speaking in tongues. Now, Mark, you're the biblical scholar here on the show. What does this speaking in tongues thing come from? Is it like a Tower of Babel or something like that?
No. In Acts, the Pentecost, this time frame occurred. I believe it was after Jesus ascended, Pentecost occurs, and you know the spirits of the Holy Spirit descends. This is the creation of the Holy Spirit, basically. God sends His Holy Spirit to Earth, and you know there's tongues of fire that appear over the apostles' heads, and they begin speaking in the tongues of men and angels, proselytizing. So the idea was that they could preach, presumably all in Jerusalem at this time, to people who couldn't speak whatever it was that they were speaking there. I don't know. It doesn't really make any sense. But, the idea is that they were speaking in other tongues of men and, of course, the tongues of angels. And so speaking in tongues is basically, to my mind, a form of meditation and prayer that is... the claim is that it's about speaking in the tongues of angels. But, you know, I mean, people chant in meditation all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it is, I think it's, as long as we understand what it is, which is a form of meditation, I think it's all fine. But boy, does it look weird.
It sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
I've never heard it described as meditation. That's interesting. I've
That's
never
my
heard
take
that,
on it.
That to me, it just seems like a scam. Basically, that these pastors are running on people, like that to get you to believe that they're actually channeling the angels.
It would have
while
to
they're
be...
just babbling like nincompoops.
I don't believe that for a second, because for it to be a scam, they would have had to sort of create it on their own. No pastor has
ever. Well, there's a lot of good scams that have been running for a long time that you can just pick up and run with. You don't have to create it.
Well, you have to believe that it is a scam in order for it to be a scam.
You're saying he believes it's real.
This guy was likely raised in a Pentecostal church doing this, and he considers it to be a...
It's amazing. I can't even imagine how anyone could think that this is, real, that somebody could even buy this. Let's get into the footage here in just a moment. We'll go to Robert in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say that the reason why I do believe police get into that situation where they end up arresting children for children's imaginings is because they really can't tell if the child has a normal imagination that just stretches a little bit into making their fingers look like a gun, or if the child is psychotic and actually would go, if he really had a gun, he would take it and use it in that respect. So that's why sometimes if you've ever had to do it...
I 100%. They can't tell.
How
could they tell?
And the problem is that policemen are a well-intentioned group. That's for sure. They're doing a job, and I'm sure they're trying to do the best that they can. But some are more knowledgeable than others. Now, but to give you an example, the other side of the spectrum, I remember many years ago, I studied psychology, and I know some psychologists were doing some research out in the field, and they went up to a place, actually it was Idaho, and they tested a policeman on a motorcycle, just to see what his IQ was and to see what his psychological state was. And they discovered that this guy was actually a genius on a motorcycle, and they asked him, well, what are you doing? One of them actually kind of became a little irate. He says, what are you doing out here with this guy? kind of an IQ. You're riding around on a motorcycle. But the thing is, he was smart. He realized that he wanted to have a good life riding around on a motorcycle and get paid for it. And he could do that as an Idaho cop where there's very little traffic. And it's a great life in the forest riding around on his motorcycle. But actually,
That's great.
Yeah, so you, in the world, there's just a really, really, really big mixed bag of people. You might have on the other side of the spectrum a policeman who has no idea, but on the other hand, it's good that a policeman asks, do you feel like hurting yourself? Because if he has absolutely no idea, then he should ask, you see? That's basically what I wanted to say.
Okay? Yeah, well, there's one thing to ask somebody how they're feeling or take an assessment of them, and there's another one where you just put the girl in a jail cell and charge her with a felony for making a finger and pointing it at somebody. Thank you, Robert. Good call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Here is some of the audio from this pastor.
Blood of the Lamb God, I pray healing.
All right, he's getting into it.
I pray deliverance.
Picks up his phone.
Yes,
looks
Lord.
At it.
Yes, Lord.
Puts it down.
Yes, Lord.
Rocking back and forth. And picks up his phone again.
Yes, Lord, have your way.
It's Burger King slogan.
Wow.
He's looking at his phone.
I don't know what to think about that.
He's still looking at his phone.
Maybe he considers this part of the whole speaking in tongues thing? I mean, it doesn't seem like he's really put it all together. It's funny.
He's sitting there with a microphone on stage doing this.
I can't believe that people...
Hallelujah,
I mean, who wants to hear somebody who's looking at their phone?
I don't know.
Hallelujah.
It's crazy.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, touch this.
As a guy who performs with a microphone on a relatively regular basis, I'm aware that y'all don't want to hear somebody who's busy looking at their phone.
Right. It's not going to help you.
Messages.
Yeah, you're not going to be focused. And you can tell. Like, this is, again, another example of why this stuff to me just seems so scammy. He needs to have whatever focus he needs to have to channel the angels and have his little blah, 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 blah thing that he does. And then as soon as he gets on the phone, it's like an instant dumbing down, and it turns from the blah, 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 with the sounding like it's kind of words to just as he stares at his phone. Now, maybe there was some context. Maybe he was this was a statement from him about how phones are distracting, but I don't think so. I think
maybe he's checking the donations coming in.
Maybe. It could be. I just thought that was ridiculous. Hour number 3 is on the way here. You can share your thoughts with us on whatever's on your mind on Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.